Our next storyteller wants everyone to know that today is National Midwifery Celebration Day. So why that's significant to her, you'll find out in just a few. Please welcome Kelly Rudess.
So birth has been a theme in my life. I'm a nurse midwife, so that's obvious, but my obsession with birth started when I was very young because I never knew my own birth story. I was adopted at 2.5 months old to a wonderful family. However, it doesn't matter how much your family loves you, it doesn't really fill those gaps of curiosity you have to know your origins, to know where you came from, to know your own story of your birth, who your birth mother is, what was she like, what was she thinking, what was she feeling, did she see me, did she hold me, who held me. So I had the great fortune of meeting my birth mother, Cynthia, when I was 23 years old. And we happened to be living in the same area in D.C. I was in D.C., she was in Rockville. And it was like a love, like falling in love. When we first met, it was like a reunion, not a meeting, because we once again did see each other, hold each other. And I got to hear my story and her story. It was our story. So she was living in South Dakota in Sioux Falls. She had basically a hippie seamstress turning people's regular pants into bell bottoms. And and the shop was called the Clothes Horse, which I thought was very cool. And this was the Vietnam era. So I just loved hearing that I was a love child. And and it turns out there are these guys down the street with a head shop. And so she met one of the guys, Lyndon, who had a motorcycle, and they'd go on these long romantic motorcycle rides together. And that's how I was conceived. So lo and behold, she becomes pregnant, and it turns out Lyndon really was not part of her plan. He had his own path. He was off on a cross-country motorcycle trip, got in an accident. They just kind of, you know, drifted apart. And really, she wanted this decision to be her own. And she had a sister in New York at the time, and she thought New York would be a great place to be. She was 20 years old. She knew she'd have the support of her sister and also feel really free to make her own decision. And she thought very long about this. In fact, through the entire pregnancy, she really wasn't sure what she was going to do and considered all the options. And in 1970, 1971, New York was a place you could safely get an abortion if you wanted as well. So I was really relieved to hear this, that she thought so deeply about this. And in the end, she decided it was really the best thing or really the least objectionable option for her and for me. And she really felt that I deserved so much more than she could give as a young 21-year-old who was just getting her life started. So she entered Bronx Lebanon Hospital in February of 1971. And as was the custom in those days, women really labored alone. No one was with her. She was in a hallway, alone, scared, on a stretcher, in labor, in pain, howling. people were telling her to shut up when she was, you know, screaming these primal screams in response to her pain. And she remembers a man in a white coat walking up to her and slapping her in the face. And soon after, she was rolled down the hallway, likely put under something called twilight sleep, where you really have no recollection of what happened. And what we think is probably, as many babies in 1971, born to welfare mothers in particular, you know, she was knocked out, and I was dragged out by forceps, most likely. I have my birth story, but I still had this obsession with birth, this mission, and I was already a nurse, and I decided to be a nurse midwife. And the amazing thing about being a midwife is you join this unofficial club of other people who are also birth fanatics and birth addicts, birthophiles, natophiles. I don't know what to call us. But, you know, we're midwives, we're obstetricians, we're OB nurses, we're doulas, birth advocates, family physicians, and we're just completely in awe of this process of pregnancy and birth. And what's really amazing about it is the power of transformation. And you know, it still amazes me after delivering over 1,000 babies that I am right there, like I could not be any closer, and yet a baby is inside there and then is outside there. It just, you know, I'm in awe. So I love it. And I have this opportunity as a midwife to be with any woman, every woman, no matter where she is in her life, what her life circumstances are. And at that point where you're really your most vulnerable when you're in labor, because the trick to labor is you really have to relinquish control. You really have to just go through it to get to the other side. And it's really at the point where things are most intense and you feel like the complete gravitational force of the earth between your legs and the baby's head descending and stretching everything like a ring of fire. And my job as a midwife is to say, I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm going to help you through this. You're not alone. And this sounds crazy, but find that spot where it's most intense, and that's where you need to push. And we're going to get through this, and you're going to get through to the other side. And the other side happens to be meeting your baby for the first time. And it's scary, but she can do it. And pulling down from, you know, that scary, scary place and finding that last bit of energy inside. And then the baby's born and the room is filled with the first sounds, the baby's cry, and the joy is just palpable. And it's such a privilege to be part of this. But I've also found it's a privilege to be in those not-so-happy moments. Working in Baltimore City all of my career, I've had the opportunity and really made the choice to be with women under the most difficult circumstances. And these are women who, a lot of women who experience a lot of isolation, who have been victims of violence, many molested at points in their life, incarcerated, addicted, And many women who have been alone, who don't have a husband or boyfriend or family or friends with them, who are alone, and it's the nurses, the midwives, the doctors, all of us who are there taking care of her. And, you know, she's a stranger to us, but we care for her. And I really feel it's kind of like liberation theology, which says, you know, speaks about a preferential treatment for the poor. And midwifery in that way is a calling to me. Being with women at that time, I see Cynthia in these patients, and it's a chance for me to reconnect with that experience, and I think it's been a gift to me and gives me the strength to be with someone else and be present and connect with her and let her know that she's not alone, that someone's going to be there with her. The babies who are born also kind of have a special little connection, like to hold them. But with all of this, I really, really believe that with being with women, and that's what midwife means, is being with women, and being with women at their most vulnerable, giving them compassion and dignity is a way to give birth to humanity and a better humankind. Thank you.